How many of these have you been a part of?
You know, that's a great question. It's more than 10 and less than 25, I think. Somewhere in that number.
I had not realized that the transition was happening so quickly.
Well, it's been long planning. Succession planning is something we've been working on for a couple of years. Needs to be smooth. And so in August, I had told the board that, you know, this was going to be my last year. And so the board and I worked together to find our successor, and it's all worked out beautifully.
Much can be said about the same thing about bringing this hospital here.
Yes, it's exciting times. You know, we've been here 25 years, and our model of care integrates directly with hospitals and doctors and post-acute care and rehab facilities, and we think we provide the best quality of care when we can have a continuum of care and everyone working together. And that's why we really needed this hospital and other clinics and other services to really provide the highest quality care.
Did you pay any more special attention to the evolution of this hospital just because this is going to be the last major physical addition to Scott and White while you're still here?
Oh, I think we learned from every one of our de novo hospitals as well as our acquisitions. And actually, the wonderful part is that we've done extremely well with many of our other acquisitions, the Hillcrest acquisitions, the new hospital in Round Rock. So we've learned a great deal from those activities, and we've taken all of that learning and bringing it here. So we're optimistic that we're going to get it right the first time. This is a very big project for us, and we continue to be just more than excited. I think we're actually emotional about this one. This one is so special to all of us at Scott & White.
Is that just because of the history of how Scott & White has grown in the Bryan-College Station area?
I think it's the fact that we've grown a lot here. We started here 25 years ago. Our association with A&M, the Health Science Center College of Medicine, and you know the students, and ultimately I'm sure there will be residents down here in the educational process. So this particular site has the ability to just do everything.
So what's in the future for Dr. Knight?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I'm going to be staying at Scott & White as president of the Scott & White Healthcare Foundation. So I'll be spending the next few years trying to raise money so we can do more of these things.
Anything else for listeners in Bryan-College Station?
Oh, just that we consider this one of the hallmark of our many, many activities over the last decade, that really we're bringing the full model of healthcare that we define it to College Station now. And that's just marvelous.